Newcastle scientists have announced what they say is a medical breakthrough, a drug commonly used for heart treatment that also helps stroke victims. They report that in some cases, stroke victims made almost miraculous recoveries within days of receiving the drug. The results of their trial of the drug, called Tenic Plays, have been published in today's edition of the New England Medical Journal. Matt Peacock spoke to Dr. Neil Spratt, a neurologist at the John Hunter Hospital, who's one of the authors.
It's really exciting, and I think it holds the promise of a new treatment for stroke worldwide, but we need to confirm the results in a bigger scale trial first.
And the beauty of it is it's an existing drug. I mean, what is this drug? Where did you get it, and what's it doing?
Sure. So we're testing a drug called Tenecteplase. This is existing treatment for heart attack. It's been used for some years, never before tested properly in stroke. And so we did a trial comparing it to the existing drug that we use to dissolve blood clots in stroke. And the results, I think, even surprised us in how positive they were.
Because the critical thing with a stroke is to get there quickly and to dissolve the clot, is that right?
That's exactly right. So time is brain, and the sooner treatment can be delivered, the better the outcomes. And so we treated patients within 4.5 hours of stroke, but people do better if they're treated earlier rather than later.
And how effective was this drug that's been lying around and being used for heart treatment?
It was highly effective. In particular, there were a number of patients who had Lazarus-like responses.
They were up on their feet within minutes, were they?
Well, not quite. Well, minutes, less than an hour or so. So people who came in really completely paralysed. One of my patients, a young woman, who came in completely paralysed down one side of her body and unable to speak. And an hour after receiving the drug, she essentially had normal strength and normal speech. And, you know, she's gone on to do fantastically well.
It must have amazed you.
It did. And it's, you know, it's incredibly rewarding to have those sorts of experiences. And overall, in this trial, with the new drug, the vast majority of patients opened up their artery. And more important for the patient, at 3 months, 72% of them had no major disability. In other words, they didn't need any help with day-to-day activities at all, which is, you know, a fantastic outcome.
So how major a breakthrough is this, and how quickly can it be used? Do you need to trial it more?
Yeah, as I say, this was a trial of 75 patients, but it's a major breakthrough, and that's why it's been published in the most prestigious medical journal. We need to do a larger scale trial before this drug will be licensed really around the world. But even if the results are only half as good as those from our smaller trial, I think it's likely to become licensed and become the new standard of care for stroke worldwide. And there's 20 million people a year have a stroke around the world, so it's really very important.
That's neurologist Dr. Neil Spratt from Newcastle's John Hunter Hospital speaking to Matt Peacock.